As long as
Leave Central at lunch
exists, the human race will never be free.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Leaf Central.
Da, da, da.
At lunch.
Yeah.
If you don't know who I am, it's only because I appeared in the first three episodes. I'm Jamie Andrews. To the right of me is wonderful, wacky Wayne.
Thank you.
Dave is sitting to the beside him.
To
the beside him. I'm not going to say left or right because I'm drunk.
Just kidding.
Dyslexic is what you meant.
Yeah, I'm pretty dyslexic. Dave, say hi.
Hi.
You never said hi before, Dave?
I don't know.
And across is our fun fact checker, my butt-kicking buddy, Kliss.
Hello.
And I'm Jovial James. So, if this is your first time listening, we're going to give you a little bit rundown of what we do here. We just talk about the Leafs and the going-ons about the hockey. And you can contact us at different spots. Wayne, you want to tell us about where we can be contacted at? I'm sure you know the address, Wayne.
.blogspot.
Anyways, it's actually...
If you can take that.
Yeah, leafcentral@lunch.blogspot.com. You can find... I know Brian always says articles, but really there's only one. And the rest is our episodes. You can contact us via email at leafcentral@gmail.com as well. And that's about it.
Yeah, and just a continuation of that. We have our own personal emails, which nobody uses. So
yeah,
if you wish to use it, that'd be great.
Yeah, don't bother.
But pretty much the main one is what Chris pointed out, leafcentral@gmail.com. Okay, so the other thing we have going on, which is been really increasing in popularity, is our sporting news poll. Give us a rundown of that, Chris. It's at the Hockey News website, is that correct?
No, Sporting News.
Sporting News, yeah.
.com. And right now, we have you are the leader, James. Flaves picks. You have 4,000 points, and the bottom of our pool is a new guy, Red Bull, with minus 14. So he's only, 4,000 points behind you. Second, I Love Leafs 3. Third, Brian's Buffoons. Fourth, Wayne. Super Wayne is Wieners. And then Dave's in fifth. And I'm in sixth. And there's several more in between that. New guys coming all the time. We're up to 14 guys.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. And everybody gets so many trades, right? You get at least two trades a week. So you can easily catch up to me if I was not as good as I am. So if you want, try to beat me, but I doubt you will.
I'll beat you if I have to kill you.
I'm really afraid of
that
Super
would be a
Wieners
form of
Wieners.
Beating him, I guess.
I'm really afraid of Super Wieners Wieners. Best team in the league. Okay. So join our league. It's Leaf Central at Sporting News Pool. It's a ton of fun. So come on down. And
Leaf Central at Sporting News Pool?
Isn't it?
No, just go to sportingnews.com or check out our blog spot. It's there.
Okay, everybody. Here's the deal.
As you can see, he hasn't been here in five episodes.
Here's another deal. I haven't been here in six episodes.
Yeah, James, where the heck have you been anyway? Holy crap.
Yeah. First of all, I'd like to apologize, but recently I've been living in a hole with no walls.
A hole with no walls. That makes no sense. All holes have walls.
Not this one.
No drywall walls.
No drywall.
Dirt walls.
Yeah. And just eating termites for nutrition. And to keep the house structurally sound. Because should the termites get down into the wood, my hole will collapse. So that's where I've been, and fortunately, I've been able to keep up with the episodes that you guys have been doing, and I want to say what a great job.
That's not what you said in the email the other day, you jerk.
Well, that was a very poor episode. Episode 6 is a very poor episode. That's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it, and you caught me sucking bum.
You suck bum like a bar.
It's not habitual.
That's spontaneous.
Speaking of which, let's move on to these photos of Tulowski.
No, email. I have an email I'd like to read.
Oh, right. Okay. I guess those photos can wait.
What's our?
We finally get some email, and I'd like to read it for everyone. Okay. This is from Steve, and he's in Kirkland Lake. And he wants to know, he just says, what's the deal with Wayne? So, Wayne, what is the deal with you?
There's no deal with me. I'm just okay guy. I'm just making love all day long.
All day long?
Wayne. Not right now, I hope.
Wayne, oh, dear. Wayne, I appreciate the time of your lovemaking that you've taken out to join us here at Leaf Central. That's awesome.
Speaking of public nudity.
Yeah.
There's a nice segue there.
There's many segues here so far. Public nudity, of course, we're going to talk about the Tulusky photos. That's where we're going.
Toulouse who?
Yeah. Okay. You know what? Help me out here.
Tulusky, not Tulusky.
It's not a K.
Oh, it's a T. Is that correct?
Yes, Tulusty.
Tulusty. Yes. Thank you.
Tulusty.
So let's move on. Yeah, have you guys seen these photos or no? What do you guys know about this stuff?
I have no interest in seeing these photos myself.
Wayne, do you want to see these photos? Are you lovemaking?
You're all day lovemaking? Maybe they'll come in handy.
Okay, that's a nice figure.
You know what? They were taking a cell phone and they already took them off. NHL already shut down the website that it was on. So sorry, I can't show it to you.
Was this on YouTube or something?
It was on. They had it on Facebook, so they shut down that particular one. But I think it was also on something called. Isthishappening.com or something like that?
Yeah.
They took it off that site.
But it's out now. You'll be able to find
it. Oh, I'm sure you can really find it. Find it. Do you want me to find it for you, James?
It's probably being made into a coffee table book.
Probably, yes. The whole thing.
Profit's going directly to Tulusty.
Tulusty.
Yeah. He's 19, screwing around, took a picture of himself naked. Yeah. Who cares?
On a dare. On a dare. His girlfriend or friend, and it was a high school girl, dared him to send him a picture.
And she didn't even know that he was a member of the Leafs. Someone found out he's a member of the Leafs and said, hey, this is Tulusty. Let's throw it up on a website.
This was taken before he was a Leaf.
Yeah, that's true.
You mean, before he was drafted as a Leaf, eh?
So no, he was drafted, but he was playing on Sault Ste. Marie there.
Okay, quick question.
How many nude pictures of me are out there?
I don't want to know. Actually,
ladies?
None is a good answer. That's the answer I want to know.
Via my cell phone.
There's half a million there.
Question. Should the Leafs punish him in some way? Should he be...
No.
I'm sure he's getting punished enough every time he walks in that dressing room by his teammates.
Yeah,
I wonder, this could be a good time for some hazing. Yeah, I would like to see what happens now.
No, the organization won't punish him.
What would you do if you found out Chris was sending around naked pictures of himself and they got all over the place? Wouldn't you make fun of him?
I'd turn it into actual, not desktop wallpaper, but wallpaper. Get him to go out to Vegas for a week, and then when he comes back, him and his wife have all this wallpaper inside his house of him naked. That's what I do. That'd be funny.
Like a collage, right?
Exactly.
Oh. All right, I'll send you some pictures now.
Great, I'll turn them into wallpaper.
Yeah.
Okay, other news we have outside of the nudity bracket in the NHL is Dallas. A lot of big things have happened in Dallas. Yeah. They fired their GM. First off, what do you guys think about that? Good move?
It's kind of hard to say. You're looking at their record, it's pretty much the same as the Leafs.
Mm-hmm.
Yet we don't see Ferguson fired. But the owner wanted to go in a direction to draw more attention to Dallas, and hiring Brett Hull, you couldn't get more attention than that.
Yeah, I mean, of course, right? I think it's surprising that Brett Hull is back in Dallas as a GM.
He has been working with them, though, with the player personnel and stuff for the last year and learning a bit about the job. So it's not surprising that it was going to happen eventually. It kind of happened on the heels, too. Did you hear about this? They had a four, I'm sure everyone else has. They had a 4-0 lead. 8 minutes to go. Yeah, 8 minutes to go in the third. They lost a 4-0 lead and ended up losing 6-5.
Did they lose in overtime?
Yeah. Or a shootout, one or the other.
Shootout.
I can't remember.
But either way, a 4-0 lead with 8 minutes, and they ended up going 5-5 before that period was over.
So, again, I mean, this is a comment you made, Dave, about in our first episode. You said the GM left some room for cap space for the trade deadline. Do you think that maybe this was a move that said, you know, this guy's not going in the right direction. I think he's wrong for our team right now. What do you think, Dave?
Yeah, obviously he's not happy with his GM because he got rid of him. But I don't know if that relates to – I don't even remember what I said in the first episode. Thanks for reminding me. But whatever I said in the first episode is correct. This just falls in line with that.
Yeah. Perfect.
All right. Thanks for that bit of information, Dave. Yeah, totally cop out. And Buzgalov, he got picked off from waivers.
Yeah, just this afternoon.
Awesome.
By Phoenix? But there were so many teams that could have picked him up. Yeah.
But Phoenix needed him, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, really? What? This is going to make no difference in Phoenix.
Well.
A slightly better goaltender, or maybe even a greatly better goaltender. It's not going to make a difference. They need a team like Edmonton, Tampa Bay. I don't know why teams like that didn't pick him up.
Tampa Bay should have picked. I mean, I said this in our
Toronto.
Great, a three-way battle for first goalie. I mean, like I said before, Tampa Bay should have got a starting goaltender in the offseason. Buzgalov clearly can be that. I'm surprised they didn't. And I don't know if they tried. I'm surprised they didn't get him.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they didn't
try. Or get someone.
Well, in that case, it's who signs the papers first.
Is that the case?
Yeah.
Isn't there a bartering deal?
With waivers, not allowed anymore. No, that's not allowed.
It's all about whoever will take his salary. Yeah,
picks him up first. Yeah.
But okay. What I want to know is what are they going to do with Telquist now that Pascal is there?
Yeah, well, you're going to have Telquist, Ald, and Buzgalov. Yeah, so obviously, Buzgalov's not going down. Telquist, I think, has played more games. I'll check that out for you, but I'd say it'll probably be him.
Alex Wall might go down.
Yeah, but I'll check it out. See who's played more games.
Abisher too.
No, he's been gone a while.
Damn.
But you don't have an internet or a computer.
I have cable or internet. So I'm glad you guys are here with your internet and technology to help me out through this hosting period.
I'm not.
I know, but you're here with a lot of love, and we like that.
Speak for yourself.
Okay, he likes that. Okay, so again, Leaf Central. There's a couple things that I saw in some of the games I saw at the bars, which I would just want to talk about.
The bars, eh?
Well, that's where I get the hockey games now.
Right.
We order a Coke with free refills.
Yeah.
Cheap.
Dave just gets water.
I just get
more
water,
cheaper.
Yeah.
More
they
cheap.
Let
even
you,
more
they
free.
Let you stay.
I just keep perusing the menu until the game's over.
You know what? Just quickly to going back to Phoenix, Ald and Telquist, they played about the same amount of games, but Telquist's numbers are much better. He's got a 2.80. Goals against with a 903 save percentage. Ald is at 3.54 with 880. So I would think that Ald's the one's going down.
Yeah, it's going down.
And it'll be Telquist and Briscala. That'd be my guess.
You're probably right. I feel bad for Ald because when he was in Vancouver, he was good.
Yeah, no, he wasn't.
He was amazing.
Yes, he was.
Good?
He totally stepped up for Vancouver when Kluche went down for the year.
Really?
I mean,
and they won a playoff series with him? Oh, wait, no, they didn't. Sorry.
No, not yet.
Oh, so he didn't really step
but
it up then,
did he?
But he
played amazing at Vancouver.
I'm not even
sure
if
Kluche
could get them to the playoffs, but Ald did.
Yeah, Ald, yeah. Well.
So
who do you think is going to be starting, or do you think it's going to be completely shared, Buzgalov and Telquist?
It's going to be a toss-up between both.
It doesn't matter. They're still going to lose.
Right now, I'd have to say Buzgalov.
Until Mr. Gamble comes back.
Buzgalov is a better proven goalie.
After the Anaheim series 2 years ago, I think so.
He definitely proved himself when... stepping in for Jagr. So, again, going back to what I want to talk about is just some rule changes. I just think that the game is great the way it is, but particularly I want to see a tweaking of the delay of game penalty. Now, I saw where Tucker was playing against Pittsburgh. The puck was floating in midair, spinning in midair, and Tucker's
just like suspended in midair, spinning.
Yeah, because of perpetual motion and all that jazz.
Cool.
Tucker swatted at it,
mm-hmm.
and the puck went over the glass.
Unintentional.
So I was thinking, I thought about this. How I believe that penalty should be in the game, but I want to tell you how I would tweak the rule. Basically, I would say that if the player has control of the puck. And the puck goes over the boards, then he gets a penalty. Would you agree with that or disagree with that? What do you think about that tweak? Would that be a better way to implement that rule?
The one you're talking about with Tucker, that's pretty few and far between when they get called like that. They usually are shot off with the glass.
Mm-hmm.
And before they would never call it anyways. That's always been a rule. They could have always called that.
Yeah.
Even before. If a player shot over the glass, they could call it. But they never did.
I didn't see. I thought this was a new rule in the new NHL.
No, the new rule, I think, is that it's automatic no matter what.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think it should be automatic.
I like it because I like when it's an easy call and you can't fight it.
Yeah, it's black and white.
You can't argue with it.
You like the black and whiteness?
I do, yeah.
And that's where all the 5-on-3s are coming from.
Pretty much.
And Ottawa sucks on 5-on-3s, but we'll get to that.
All right, well, personally, I have to disagree. I don't think a team should be penalized for something that wasn't intentional. A lot of the stuff that happens now in obstruction is, 60-40 intentional.
Obstruction, I don't like how if the stick just touches them, they call the penalty. I think they should be able to use their judgment if he actually impeded their motion or not. But other than that,
yeah, but high sticking is a good example of what isn't non-intentional, and they still call it. Any high stick that goes up, if it's non-intentional, it doesn't matter. And if he cuts them, it's 5 minutes, no matter what, whether you're meant to or not to.
And you know what? I'm totally okay with that because your stick should be on the ice. You should have control of your stick. And again, you don't intentionally want to hit him in the face with your stick, but if your stick was on the ground,
unless you're Bowler Reese,
right. What's that? So if your stick was on the ground, that wouldn't happen. So I'm okay with that. It's just this one rule.
It doesn't bother me.
I'd like to have a tweak. To have a tweak.
Maybe when they bring in the reviewing.
The referee robots they're making.
Reviewing the reviews, maybe they'll add that into it.
Actually, that brings me to another point. The other thing I want to see is the NFL, granted, the NHL brought in a salary cap. NFL has a salary cap. So why don't we just continue in that direction? The NFL brought in rule challenges. And the way it works in the NFL is every team gets 3 timeouts per half. Okay? Yep. In a game, you can challenge 2 plays. Plays, not penalties. So things like, did he catch the ball out of bounds? Did the referee spot the ball in the right spot? Was it a fumble? Okay. This is what I'd like to see maybe in the NHL. I just can't figure out how to implement it correctly. The only way I can think of is by doing it to penalties, and that's something the NFL doesn't do. The rules have, the refs have complete control over the game, which I think is fine. There's a bunch of them in the NFL in a game. There's 7, and they congregate together and come up with a decision. In the NHL, there's 2 refs. So
I think that's too hard to let's say you're going to try to dispute a tripping call and say it was a dive. Well, how are you going to know upon reviewing whether it was a dive or a trip? I mean, it's way too fine of a line to
in that case. In that case, yeah, but there was I forget which game it was, but there was one call where the ref actually apologized. It wasn't a Leaf game. To one of the players because he called him because he thought it was Briere, I think. Mm-hmm. He thought Briere tripped somebody. And on further review, Briere didn't even touch him, not even close.
No,
and he apologized after, sorry, it was a bad call, whatever. And Briere's like, don't worry about it. But that's the case where that it could be disputed. Mm-hmm. But the argument, and I've heard this before, the same point, is that it'll slow down the game having, maybe if they got 1 a game,
yeah.
It's not a big deal. Or 7 refs. And they congregate in the middle of the ice and make decisions.
I don't think it would slow it down that much.
I don't think so either, but I've heard that argument.
Yeah, I've heard people.
If you 1 or 2, it's not a big deal, right?
No, I don't think so. And it's not like they're going to be used every game, but there's certain things I think icing is one thing that you can dispute. Offside, there's no point in disputing offside. What are you going to do, get a face-off inside the line?
Yeah,
okay, maybe, but offside, something like that absolutely destroys the flow of the play.
You may want to challenge the offside if it results in a goal. If you look back,
it'll never result in
a
goal.
It's happened a few times.
You can't expect them to go back and take a goal back.
Why not?
Just ridiculous.
Well, if it resulted, I think so. Why not? We'll challenge that. You challenge that, and if it resulted in a goal, the guy was offside. It's not a goal.
You know what I like? I like the idea of someone watching on TV. This is also still really difficult in calling down and saying to the ref, that wasn't a penalty. But then what do you do? The guy's already in the box in 30 seconds. That's just stupid.
Yeah.
You got to wait after every penalty to make sure the guy upstairs checked it and it was okay?
Well, no, here's the thing is that in the NFL, you can't challenge everything, okay? You challenge 2 players.
No, I know
so
that.
I'm not saying the coach would have challenged.
I would say some guy watching would say to the ref, that wasn't a penalty.
Okay, so that's let's just say every team in the NHL gets 1 challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They have 1 timeout. A game. You're funny. So what do you do? There was a, I was speaking of that tripping call. There was a call made by on McCabe in a Pittsburgh game a few weeks ago on a Saturday night. McCabe didn't even touch him with a stick and he fell down. It wasn't a dive. He just fell. I'm thinking maybe you could challenge that. Hey, you know what, ref? Don't give us a penalty for 2 minutes. Challenge that. Review the play and see if it is a tripping call. If it's
yeah,
not,
I still
then
don't, yeah.
If it's not, then play continues. You go into a face-off circle. Play continues the way it is.
No,
if you challenge it,
if you challenge it, you're
wrong.
Yeah,
you lose your timeout.
Yeah.
No, you should get a penalty if you're wrong for
delaying
the game.
Oh, and you get the penalty. You lose your timeout and you get the penalty.
No, what you get two penalties.
I don't think you're going to get that very often then.
Oh, actually.
One for the delay of game
and
one for the actual penalty. Yeah. Two and a half.
Add 30 seconds, the amount of time it would take to challenge, to look at the play.
No, you'd have to give him a delay of game penalty. You'd give him the penalty that you're disputing, if it truly was a penalty, plus a delay of game on
a
bench minor.
4 minutes.
For,
That's quite the...
Yeah, but I can't see that ever really happening. Do you really think a coach is going to take
that? That seems like too much.
Maybe in the last 2 minutes of
a
game when you're down by one goal.
No,
that's the only time you're ever going to see that challenged.
Yeah.
And by that point, there's no point. Big deal. Okay, there's a minute left in the game. And
there is if it's a tie game.
No, I know, but usually it would be the team that's down by a goal that's going to want to challenge a penalty, a stupid penalty they may have taken. And they're going to challenge every penalty within the last minute, just on the off chance that maybe it was a dive or maybe
But if you only get a maximum of two, then that's it.
Yeah.
Or no, even. I know. But what I'm saying is
no
a coach
what,
really going to take, is a coach going to take that chance that, okay, do I really want to challenge this penalty and take the chance of being down for 4 minutes on a thing I just noticed at the speed of hockey that I think maybe it was a dive more than anything? Or are they just going to always save it to the end of the game on the off chance that when they pull the goalie and they're up 6-on-5 to try to tie the game and they take a stupid penalty, well, I'm going to challenge it because I may as well. I still have my challenge. And this way, maybe it'll be disputed.
And you know what? That adds strategy to the game.
Yeah.
On the coaching staff. So why don't we just move on and take a look at the games in review.
Yeah, hold on. Before we do the game reviews, did you see the new thing that Fox has done with the presentation of the game?
I have not.
Which relates a bit to my article, which no one has read here, so don't worry about it.
Actually, I read it.
Oh, okay, well, I don't want to talk about the article. But
I agree.
They had two feeds. The one feed of L.A. Anaheim, I think it was, had the announcers in the normal way they present it. And the second feed, no announcers. It wasn't the normal camera. It was like an ice-level camera and a bench-level camera. Mm-hmm. And no announcers. You just listen to the game and watch.
Isn't that what we discussed this a long time ago, way pre-podcast era of our relationship?
Yeah.
And remember I was saying how wouldn't it be great if you had a channel, or let's say, you know when you have pay-per-view and you have a whole bunch of channels that may have the same program running?
Yeah.
If you had, okay, the Leaf game on 7 channels, and each of those channels was a different camera angle, and then you could record them and even like make your own replays and stuff like that, for the hockey fan that wants to have a little bit of extra fun after.
Right.
After the game.
It sounds very similar to what they do on some DVDs. You can change the
exactly.
Camera angle. I
yes.
think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I think I would have.
But some people don't like it. Some people hated not having an announcer. I know you yourself said that if you went to a game live, you wouldn't be against taking a radio and listening. But I love going and not hearing the
awesome.
Announcer.
You know what?
But also, the only problem with that one was there were no replays.
Oh, that's
no replays
weird.
At all.
No replays.
Yeah, so
that's a bummer.
Like, so if there's a pause in the game,
you
just
watch them.
You watch them sitting around.
But that's interesting to see, too, during commercial breaks, see them going to the bench, chatting it up with everybody, and that's kind of
didn't they have on NHL Network about behind the glass? Or?
That's a similar idea, except they still had the announcers, but every shot that you watched was from the glass.
Yeah, that's what
so, but not as good, because then the play would go the other end, and when the play was in the neutral zone, it was so far away you could really tell.
Because the angles were like totally different.
They were on the glass.
Yeah. I'll tell you, if they bring back that camera on top of the glass, though, following everything around,
that'd be awesome. Someone,
actually, someone please read my blog and tell me what you thought of my article.
Here's something about your blog that in your article. You said bring it up helmet cans.
Really I love the helmet cans.
And you mentioned about putting it on Sidney Crosby's helmet and watching him get
stick.
A goal, right? What I want to say is that the NFL has something called a sky camera, and it's a camera on a string, and it goes from end to end.
Yeah,
I think, in my article, too.
Yeah, they did that for one of the All-Star games.
Yeah,
and I think that's a great idea. I'm worried about the helmet camera making me sick on Sidney Crosby's roundabout.
You can't have the whole game on Sidney's head.
That's what my article says. You'd only be able to look at that online. You go, I want to see Sidney Crosby's view of the game. And it would be a multiple cameras. Because, you know, when they first did on the goalies, it was like a giant camera.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look retarded.
Yeah. The goalies
and
it
was only
the
goalie, so
net.
Who really cares? And they go, this is what the goalie sees. And, I guess. Not really.
Yes, it's like 4 feet above his eyes.
Yeah, exactly. Or like when they say that for the net cam. This is what the goalie saw. The goalie saw his own ass. Is the goalie going in?
The net cam
how
can be handy sometimes.
It is handy. I just
point.
Hate when they say this is what the goalie saw.
And actually having more cameras in the game can vision. Help the refs with replays and things like that. Especially when they have to go above for
especially
goals.
Especially if you could stick
like
in the
that.
Head. The camera yeah. breaks? Then they know the it was a high
yeah.
stick.
Yeah. Especially when it's the ref who got hit in the head. Abuse of the official. Okay, so great point. Let's move on to the games in review. Okay, the games we're going to talk about are Buffalo, Rangers, Canadiens, and Bruins. Let's talk about that Buffalo game. 3-0 shutout for Raycroft. Hooray for Raycroft. Yeah. First period, Leafs were in the Buffalo attack zone for 43 seconds. Stellar work by Raycroft because he was being attacked for about 4.5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think?
Well, he certainly deserved a shutout.
He stood on his head the whole game.
But in that one save he made, that was the second period, though, but the when they had the empty net there to shoot at, you know, you got to get lucky sometimes, too.
Yeah,
and our goalies have not been lucky, but he got lucky on that one.
Yeah,
he totally did.
And there's nothing like when you make a save like that, the adrenaline after, to make you play even better the rest of the game.
Hey, yeah, it totally gives you the adrenaline as well as the confidence to say, hey, these guys can't stop me tonight.
But the Leafs didn't really play that fantastic, obviously.
Well, not in the first period.
Not in the first period, no.
It was Raycroft all the way.
It was Raycroft stole a show.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
What do we have for the shots on that game?
15 first period. It was 30 total. 30-23. 15-4 the first period.
So who got the... Who got...
The winning goal?
No, who got the shots?
Toronto shot them 30-23. In game totals, but like you were talking about the first period, it was 15-4.
Yikes.
You got it backwards.
Oh, no, you're right. Buffalo
shot Toronto 30-23, but half of those shots came, like he just said, in the first. So the Leafs obviously turned it around and played better in the second and the third because they outshot them 11-9. The third, they outshot them 8-6.
Now, aside from Raycroft, who else do you think stepped up in that game?
Sundin,
definitely.
Well, McCabe, he got the winning goal, right? And it was just a quick, ripped it right off the face-off.
Yeah.
And, you know, got lucky, a little bounce off somebody.
Yeah.
But he needed that again. He needs more confidence, and sometimes I think McCabe gets more confidence from goals than from positive defensive play.
Well, you know what? That's McCabe's game. He's an offensive defenseman.
Yeah.
And he's learning how to play defense under Maurice.
But not really. But
he's trying. I would like to say he's trying.
And by the way, that's McBabe, not McCabe. Yeah. Right? And not because he's sexy, because that's how Wayne spells it. although he might be sexy for some people with that new mustache he's got going on.
What, that porn stash he's got?
What is that, a Fu Manchu?
Wendell Clark, the return of Wendell Clark.
Yeah, he did look like Clark. Yeah.
The Fu Manchu.
I think you just say Fu Manchu.
You guys have anything else to say about this Buffalo game?
Pavel Kavina played well. He, again, probably our best defensive defenseman right now, as much as people hate to say it.
At that moment. Since he's injured now.
Oh, yes.
Not at the moment.
All right, let's move on to the Rangers game, which happened Saturday night. Ended up in a shootout loss. What can you guys tell me about that? Give me the score.
The score? 3-2 Rangers.
Thank you.
This is another game where the Leafs always seem to play better when they're behind a goal or two. It seems to be the case. They always seem to rally. It's the problem is always from the beginning of the year is when they're ahead by a couple goals. They can't hit one goal, two goals, even sometimes three goals. This is a case where they had to get two back, and Ponikarovsky, who's been a streaky scorer this year, got the two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what? Getting those two in such quick timing.
Yeah,
I thought was fantastic.
2 minutes.
Not only for the Leafs. Yeah, 2 minutes apart. Not only for the Leafs, but for Ponikarovsky. He's the last guy I would suspect to do that so quickly.
Really? He did it in the Montreal game, too. The exact same thing, where they were down by two, and he got the two. That's why I'm calling it a streaky score. He's only got six goals so far. Him and Steen, and who else is it that just every now and then gets like 3 or 4 points?
Yeah.
And Stajan.
Yeah.
Now and then they get 3 or 4 points or 2 points, and then they go like five games with nothing.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Like a whole streak.
Right.
Like on a goal streak.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right.
But not even that, because it's one game. They'll get two, and then they won't get another goal for four games.
But maybe tonight there'll be like a cold fish.
Oh, well.
Right.
We'll
a
talk
cold,
about tonight.
Cold fish.
We'll talk about tonight.
Like your love life.
No, I think according to him, his love life is
all day, every day.
We actually had to call ahead of time and say we need you for 3 hours, and he had to book his appointments a little later.
Tell your ladies.
And
back,
apparently, there's a dentist appointment in there too. He had to delay.
One of the big weaknesses we see in the Leafs, and we saw it last year, and since the shootout began, is that they suck at shootouts.
Oh boy,
goalies and forwards.
Oh, listen, is this? I know it happens with the Leafs, but it's also a tendency around the league that it's really difficult for, say, the majority of teams to pull it out in a shootout. We know it's automatic with the Leafs.
Somebody's
so
winning in a shootout.
Half the teams are winning.
But so it's not a trend we're seeing. It's
the Leafs.
It's the Leafs and
the goaltending.
Yeah.
But the other crappy teams.
But what got me, the Rangers game, the shootout, three players, Valaket stopped every shot, and then...
Well, didn't Blake miss the net or just get a weak, kind of weak shot off?
A weak one,
off?
And Valaket...
No, he hit the net.
No, there was two right over the top. Blake and Sundin, right? Missed the top corner over the net.
And then Valaket shut him out.
I love Sundin, but he has one move on the breakaway. Top corner over the
really
corner.
Really fast, yeah.
That's it.
Top corner.
But this time he was stopped.
Yeah.
And no, he missed the net. He went over the net.
Yeah.
And Valaket, his first game, that's the first time that they had a backup goalie play for the Rangers all year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he won it.
Yeah, he won it. Exactly.
Another point I want to bring out, there was a week where the Leafs faced only backup goalies. Now we face the Rangers with a backup goalie. Do you think that's a message from the Rangers saying, you know what, the Leafs aren't that good, we'll put in our backup
I still think
goalie.
It is a message.
No, I don't think
that's what I said before. Yeah,
Do you even, you still agree with that with Lundqvist playing 15 straight games?
Yep.
Okay.
He could have gone more than 15 straight games.
Yes.
So you agree with that the coaching staff looked at the schedule and said...
Of course, we're playing one of the weakest teams right now.
We're playing the Leafs backup goalie. All right, good point. I disagree. What were the
good
shots
point,
for that
suck.
Game?
What was the what?
What was the shots for the Rangers and the Leafs
was
for
it
that
like 23-22 or something like that? Yeah. It was pretty close. 27-34.
I was really scared there when they were up. The Rangers were up 2-0. It was nice to see Ponikrovski put in two quick goals.
Mm-hmm. You know,
settles you down a bit.
Yeah, we had that interview with the guys from Rangers Cast, and we were speaking about Shanahan.
Good interview, by the way. Good interview.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. And Shanahan that game got a goal and assist, and we have to talk about Avery and Tucker in the beginning of the game.
And he was a shootout winner, too, Shanahan.
Oh, that's right.
Stupid Avery.
He finally hits the net.
I hate this guy. He's one of these guys you hate, but you pick him up on your team, he's awesome. Yeah. He's a Tucker, right?
Him, Tucker, Neil, they're all the same. You hate them when they're on your team.
Yeah. Imagine if there was a team just made up of these guys.
Yeah,
but what did you think about the fact that someone on 590 or someone in the loop there said that he had made a comment about Blake's cancer and that's why they're all pissed off? And now he's considering suing 590.
Oh, I haven't heard that.
Yeah, he's considering taking legal action because someone said he said something about cancer.
For slander?
For slander. Exactly. Yeah.
That's what's his name? What's the reporter's name?
Burger.
Howard Burger. Yeah.
And so there's kind of a little bit of confusing as to what he actually said.
Right.
But who cares? A lot of people are saying, you got to get that stuff out of the game. I kind of think it was entertaining, actually.
Oh, it's very entertaining.
I kind of enjoyed it. And most people are like, get it out of the game.
And there's
refs there. Well, why get that out of the game? That's all the stuff that you the
gets
heated
intensity
rivalry
right
you want
from
to see.
The beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he came out there and got a goal and assist, did he?
That's what really ticked me off. Yeah. I hate this guy. He comes out of the box.
No, he's so nice.
Dang, you're not the one person. Give it to Jager. Give it to somebody else from the Rangers. I hate these.
Yeah,
guys.
But like you said, you'd love him if he was on the Leafs.
Yeah, you know, and
when people come to me and say how Tucker's a dirty player, he's an ass. You know, I'm like,
so
I can't really say no. He is an ass, and he can be dirty.
But if he really did cross a line like that, Avery, then he's more of an idiot. And I hope, he gets hit by lightning or something.
Isn't it in Blake's hands?
You hope he gets cancer? What?
If he wants.
Hit by lightning.
I've
never wished cancer on someone. Only death by lightning.
Actually, death by lightning. It's from God.
Guys like Avery should be really careful what they say to Blake because he could easily go to Bates Battaglia with his mob affiliations.
There you go. Exactly. New York mob affiliations.
Yeah, so...
Don Battaglia.
All you guys want to pick on Blake because he has cancer, don't. Do it for other reasons.
Yeah, I don't think there's anybody out there that really does. Do it because he looks like a ghost and he's all baggy eyed and weird looking.
Yeah,
and he can't score. Make fun
of
him because
he's making $4 million
a
year.
Yeah.
He's in my mind, he's a potential gargoyle. Blake,
I don't know,
he's pretty ugly.
Just right. Funny looking.
All right, so let's just move on to Tuesday's game versus the Canadiens. Again, another loss.
Mm, really? Odd.
Overtime?
Yeah, in overtime. The good news is we get a point.
I suppose.
Yeah. You sound like, is Paul Maurice here? Talking about the benefits?
Isn't everyone sick of that, honestly?
Oh, my goodness. It's
I'm
like,
so sick
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, well, we got 1 point. No, that's not the point. Let's get 2 points. Let's aim for 2 points.
Here's a quick thing about that, is that with the way we played last year, we need to get all the points we can get. I know getting two is big. Getting one is great. Getting zero is terrible. You don't want zero. So if you can get one, that's
no,
one
is good.
At least I got that.
It's the wrong attitude. Yeah. I heard it again. We'll go back to Howard Berger for a second.
Again, we're not that good a team.
Yeah.
So we need to get the points we can get.
But it doesn't matter. Good team or not, they're all athletes, professional. They're all competitive, and they should always be competitive. In other words, not be happy with 1 point.
Oh.
Can't be happy with it. And they look happy with it. They do. They're like,
1 point,
that's good.
Maybe that's the mentality he's feeding the team. What do you
got? The best thing is what happened in this Montreal game when McBabe blew it. And then after the game, it was just like, well, it happens. You know, he read the play properly, and I thought I'd do a little.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
You're going to pass it like a hero and not like a retard, like the way you did. And, oh, my goodness, like a hero. I don't know
I gotta
if that
say,
makes
though,
any sense.
Yeah. Well, because he said seconds before he could have been the hero.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, and that's the wrong attitude, too. Oh. So what seconds before you could have been the hero, you weren't. You just. I don't even want to say scapegoat because it was totally his fault.
Yeah.
But again, that game, man, Carey Price, the first time we got to take a look at him,
he
was phenomenal.
He
was amazing.
40 shots he stopped.
He was calm.
No, well,
like,
37
calm.
Just
you make a save, like, no big deal.
No big deal.
Yeah. It's cool.
Rebound control, too, eh?
Yeah. It's like, oh, they got an empty net? No, I got it. It's no problem.
It's on me. Don't worry, guys.
Rebound control is...
You guys relax. I'll take care of this.
I'm Carey Price.
Yes, I'm 18, 19, whatever I am. It's okay.
I got my life ahead of me. Isaac got paid $1 million.
And the next WAD, you think Canadians will hold on to him? And
but he was Carbonell was wise to put him instead of Huey. Because Huey sucks against the Leafs. Hugely.
Yeah.
I agree.
He does.
Yeah. Another good thing we saw in the last few games that we've been talking about.
Let me guess. Power play goal?
Well, just the
the
not just power play
or
goals,
the lack
but the
of.
The being more responsive, not taking as many penalties.
Yeah.
Yeah, he took 5 penalties, which seems it's quite a bit. But Montreal took 8, 9.
Yeah, that's definitely something that I mean, all teams have to do, but especially the Leafs, they have to.
Especially.
Yeah, especially if they want to keep getting one or two points a game, they have to cut down on the amount of penalties.
But that's what's been frustrating the last couple of games, that they have been cutting down on penalties and still losing.
Still losing.
That's the problem.
Well, again, when you get 8 power plays, you've said it a lot in our podcast, Dave, you got to capitalize on the one-man advantage you have.
Big fan of capitalizing.
Yeah. And one thing that should always
capitalism.
Happen is if a team is up 5-3 and you have a minute left, you got to score. You got to score when you're on the power play and the other team is faced with 3 players. So, again, more improvements needed by the Leafs in that area.
But but despite getting a couple of power plays recently, they're still second last in the league. 12.8, and Edmonton's a whopping 8.9. So let's make fun of Edmonton for a while. They suck on the power play.
Hey, I predicted Edmonton would be last in the league.
It's not over yet.
I know it's not over, but so far I'm staying the course. So things are going the way I said. So what about Stars for that game? Anybody?
Other than Price, you mean?
Yeah, other than Price. I mean,
Wellwood. Wellwood was actually got 2 goals, and they were
Kovalev
pretty decent
was,
goals.
No, Price wasn't a star. It was Kovalev, Wellwood, and Kamsev.
Oh, no, I thought he meant, like, Stars.
Yeah,
in
just
general.
Yeah, Price, for sure. And Wellwood played well, yeah. Well.
So Wellwood played with Wellwood's play so far, you think he's recovering from that groin injury?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So far, you
the
think
first game he was shaky, but I mean, that's the first game.
Yeah, of course, right.
And that pass, speaking of Naked Boy to Lusty, that pass he gave to Wellwood was pretty sweet. I still like what I see. Not online when it comes to
the NHL didn't. They quickly took those down. This is not acceptable.
No, we said it.
Apparently, it's on your phone.
We said it in the last episode that he has a knack for getting behind the defenseman, and I've seen that. taking pictures. No.
So
a knack from getting on the defenseman's behind. Defenseman. And, to getting behind around the defenseman.
Yeah, I didn't know he was with a defenseman in those photos.
Oh, dear.
So.
Waka waka waka.
Exactly.
Fozzie Bear.
He has a knack for getting, can I say this without Jamie laughing, behind the defenseman. And streaking in. And slipping the pass. And
right between the pads.
No, I'm not going to make a point anymore. My point is over about Tulewski.
I think what you want to say is he's a good passer getting around the players. And he's a
he always he's always seems to be alone streaking towards the net. He didn't streak, by the way.
I know. He laid there purposely on naked with another man while taking a photo of himself.
Yowzers.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything about this other man, so I think maybe you should not add that.
Well, they came out and asked him, are you gay? They came right out and asked him.
Did they?
Yep.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah. One of the reporters came. No.
Did he say it just
like
that? So
there must have been a guy involved.
No.
Gay, no.
I sent picture to girl. I sent picture to woman. Penis.
She has yet to reply.
According to Bill Waters, the girl is no pretty piece anyways. Because apparently you can find her return pictures.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I don't know how.
Did the NHL take those down?
Probably not. Probably they're advertising those.
They're advertising.
Check out the shameful Catholic woman.
So, you know what? I think we covered the Canadiens game pretty well.
I think so.
And then some.
It would have been nice to win, though.
Yes.
And not cough it up.
Oh, well, we still got one point.
Hang on.
No, one more point I was going to say about Maurice's coaching decision, and that is the 4-on-4 overtime. I don't agree with McCabe. Mm-hmm. Who was with McCabe? McBabe?
McBabe.
McCabe and Antropov.
I'm telling you, Devereaux and Blake should have been out there. Get that speed.
No, I told you that.
I told you said Blake, and then I said Devereaux with him, and you said, I was thinking that. Well, thinking and saying it are two separate things.
I would have put Devereaux and Blake, and what's the speediest defenseman? Like maybe White?
White.
And then another
Caberlet?
Or Caberlet. Caberlet. That's exactly what I put. White, Caberlet, Devereaux, McCabe. A little speed. You watch Blake, when he has room, he can do stuff.
And Devereaux is always streaking to the net. Like
Devereaux's a speedy guy. Oh, Blake definitely has some talent.
Yeah.
Really,
we
haven't seen.
I'm not saying I have a problem with Antropov, but Antropov and McCabe,
especially as the last line of defense,
Who was on? They'll show you who was on the ice for that in the game summary for the Leafs. So we had number one. Who's that? Oh, Raycroft, Sundin, McCabe, and Antropov. I mean, I obviously have no problem with Sundin being there. He always scores overtime goals.
Yeah,
but so does Caberlet.
Yeah.
But then we don't know. They might have had the last shift of the game. Poor Caberlet was tired.
Yeah.
But still, Blake should have been out.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
End of sentence.
So you're pretty much saying.
Yes, because it was a 3-on-3 at the end there. It wasn't a 4-on-4. It was a 3-on-3.
That's true. Yeah. It was a 3-on-3. So I would have had Blake and Devereaux and Caberlet.
For sure.
And who knows? Devereaux or Blake probably could have caught Commissaire. Because did you see how slow his breakaway was? He was lumbering to the net. And then that was a bad goal, too, by
Maybe
Ray
that
Roth.
Was an insult to the Leafs. He doesn't have to be so fast to score on him.
He did one little move. Click, and they shot it between the legs. Yeah, that was it. Bad goal.
You could tell he wanted it back for sure.
With Raycroft in net, were you guys happy or surprised or whatever?
He played okay.
He played well.
I was kind of surprised.
Tosco was sick, eh?
Tosco,
that's why he wasn't
throat.
In.
Here's the thing. I know we just talked about the Buffalo game. He got a shutout. Didn't play in the next game. You think he didn't play because back-to-back games?
Yeah,
that's what I thought. I was kind of surprised that he didn't play, but when I thought about that, you know what, that makes sense. You don't want to tire out your goalie.
It does send a message that Tosco is the number one. You go back to your number one.
Yeah, here's what.
But it has him on a high note too, with all the people that are looking to trade for him.
Yeah, all those teams clamoring for Raycroft. Maybe we should get him for the Friday night game. He's better than Cottage Cheese Doug or whatever his name is.
You know what?
Cabbage
Bum.
Here's Cabbage Bum.
The guy that goalie that plays with our
pickup
game.
Yeah,
man, I think Raycroft would do a little better.
Guy.
I think so too.
A little.
Here's the thing. I want to see Raycroft play a few straight games in a row. I don't think
it's not going to happen.
Then he's not our number one.
I'm telling you.
Okay, so moving on to the Bruins game. Big fan of the Bruins. Beginning of the season, I said, Bruins. Bruins suck this year. And Chris, you even said Bruins in ruins. Both of us, we seem to be wrong so far. Tell me about that game.
Tell me?
Yeah, tell me.
Tell me about the game.
Hey, tell me the score. I believe it was a 5-2
Bruins. 5-2 Raycroft got his third straight start. No, second straight start. Right?
Second straight. Yeah.
Yeah. Second straight start. And speaking of the Bruins, it's all coaching right now in defense. Tim Thomas swears they're not playing the trap, and you got to watch that they're not. I'm not so sure I agree with that.
You know what? There's nothing wrong with the trap.
Yes, well,
I know you guys.
Hockey.
It's a great way to play hockey.
Well, let's not debate the trap.
It's a great way to win hockey.
We might have that on the blog later when I feel like putting
Raycroft?
Raycroft.
That goal by Schaefer was a repeat of the first goal he let into the season from Ottawa.
First shot on net.
Just like a shot. No, not even that one. That one was not Raycroft's fault. It was a one-timer from Savard.
Oh, yes. Yes,
that was just not playing well in the corners and losing battles, right? And then right out to Savard. The one I'm talking about is in the third when it was 3-2. And the game is still at reach, 3-2. And then Schaefer comes in, takes a weak shot along the ice right on the bottom. I mean, give me a break. It was a terrible goal. And then the other one that they got to make it 3-2, McCabe is practically pushing Raycroft in his net. And Raycroft, of course, as usual, he's on his knees.
Hey, you want to talk about a little bit about this Boston game? Did you see any of it?
The bad Bruins?
Yeah, the bad.
What year?
Bad Bruins.
No. What year?
How about 2007?
Go back in your mental memory banks to June 21st, 1971.
Oh, they were golfing. The year Bobby Orr scored that goal in 1970?
No, wait, 1870? I want you to talk about this game. Do you have any opinions about this game?
Well, Thomas should have been pulled and put the backup in.
Oh, you want to see Tuukka Rask, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, who's bum?
You want to see Tuukka Rask.
Yeah, because Boston, Thomas plays too much. He's too cocky in the net.
Too cocky?
You know what I like about Thomas, actually?
Listen, he is too damn cocky.
Please.
How is he cocky in the net?
You know what don't punch me about when you talk about Tim Thomas.
He doesn't like Tim Thomas, clearly. What I like about Tim Thomas is when he lets in a goal, he gets super pissed. He has like a little mini tantrum. He throws the puck out of the net. And he spins around in circles and gets really mad.
It's really.
He gets super pissed every time he scores on, and it's great to see.
I
wish Raycroft would do that.
But
instead of going, oh damn,
another thing.
At least we got 1 point.
I want him to go.
Thomas is not good. He's good.
He's
but
good this year.
Yeah, but he's not as bad. He used to be Hextall. He used to get really pissed and break a stick.
Yes.
Remember?
But I like
Hextall. And Billy Smith was big bad Billy.
Who?
Same thing.
Big bad Billy.
He was bigger than bad Bobby Cole.
Was he bigger or was he badder? I don't know.
Listen, James.
Okay. I don't like that finger. I prefer the index.
Listen, there was one play of particular that I noticed that resulted in a goal. Kessel on the sideboards, White's right on him. White's the man that's taking Kessel, and Kessel's, you know, just twisting and turning on the boards, and White is not touching him, just staying there, just skating with him back and forth, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know that White must have been afraid of pushing him and putting him headfirst into the boards.
They should have.
Or you know.
And so he didn't even touch him. Why didn't White just pin him and hold him? So he spins, he keeps spinning, turning back and forth. He comes out with the puck, passes, they score. If White had just been holding him, pinning him on the boards, no goal.
You know what? Maybe one reason, I mean, you said maybe injury. The other thing is maybe White isn't that skilled. So if he goes in to pin him, Kessel comes out and leaves that big zone open where the faceoff circle is.
All he has to do is knock him off for a split second.
Not even knock him, just hold him against the boards.
Yeah, but even get him off of his balance for a second.
Like, Kessel's not even looking. Kessel wasn't even looking. He's just spinning back and forth. I don't even know if he knew White was there.
His eyes were close together. Couldn't see what was going on.
I don't even know if he knew White was there. He's just doo-doo-doo back and forth in the corners. Every defenseman from little kids, when they're bashing each other,
as they're watching coaches corner.
They're taught, you know, hold the guy against the boards. Yeah.
Play the body.
As long as he has the puck, it's not going to be a holding call if you don't use your stick.
Yeah, you just got to use your body
against his. I think he was afraid of accidentally hitting him headfirst into the boards and getting a suspension or penalty or whatever.
Like a Mike Bossy thing did in the early 80s.
Way before our time, Wayne.
Who? Mike Bossy was cross-checking the boards head first. And
right.
He injured his neck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just because if he did
Was afraid of injuring Kessel's neck?
Yeah, that's why he didn't do it.
So why was Mike Bossy afraid of injuring Phil Kessel's neck?
Is that his official comment, Ian White? To Wayne.
Because of my boss's name.
But I'm just a reference. That's why the white man didn't want it.
The white man.
Apparently the white man's now involved. Okay.
Another good thing about the game, though, is, again, we stayed out of the box other than Mark Bell. Everybody was laughing at
him. He got his ass kicked, though, and handed to him on a platter by Lucic. In that fight, he got killed.
Lucic.
Has anyone seen this year, speaking of fights, the three huge fights with just blood all over the ice? You seen any of those?
No.
The one was in the Leaf game. That guy, I have no idea what his name is, from Chicago. He got his head split open. He's bleeding all over. No one saw that? Then he fought
some blood.
Then he fought two nights later, the exact same thing, just blood. It was disgusting. He was all red. His face was entirely red. And then there's another one just recently.
With blood?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, blood. Wow.
That sounds something.
What else with?
He went for a white man.
Speaking of, he could be blushing.
He went for a white man to red man.
Where's Brian? Oh, yeah. I just realized he's not here.
Where's Brian?
Brian, are you there?
So calm and unargumentative.
I don't have someone cutting me off every time.
And there's one going.
I noticed we were able to finish our sentences, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Huh? For the most part.
Yeah, so far.
Yeah. What happened to him? Brian?
Brian, you there?
Maybe we should call and see what his wife has him doing.
Or maybe we should just call his wife and see if he can come out to play.
Oh, no, he's playing next weekend, so he can't play two weekends in a row.
Oh, so he had to make a judgment call.
Last weekend. Oh, he played poker last weekend, too.
Oh, she's being lenient.
No, lenient.
Oh, dear. You guys aren't related to him. Oh, except Chris and Wayne. James, you're not related to him.
Hey, I'm trying to get in the Clark circle. Your sister won't marry me.
Damn straight she won't.
Why, you keep saying the online proposals?
I do.
An e-vite. You are e-vited to my wedding.
And every year I show her photos of how much fatter I got. Still, still no catch. I've even taken up...
bodybuilding?
Bodybuilding?
Apparently, I lift some very heavy food into my mouth. I order Keith Kachuk combos. Double
have
pickle.
You seen his new diet book? It's just a Wendy's menu.
And everything says times three.
With the healthy section cut out.
And then he just add gravy.
And fries. He'll have fries with that.
Well, you always add fries.
I hope you people are enjoying the new format of the show this week. Holy Lipton.
Did you say Holy Lipton?
Yes. I don't know why.
What the hell is that? I don't know. If you could look that up on Wikipedia
and
get back to us like we did with the juju, that would be great. So I think we covered. You guys have anything else to say about that Buffalo game?
Boston?
Wasn't that
Boston,
winnable?
You mean? Yeah, Buffalo we talked about.
Winnable indeed.
Yeah, you think the Leafs blew it, eh?
Big time.
All right. So, you know what? And we're looking at those four games.
I'm getting sick of the Leafs losing.
Well, so is Leaf Nation. Looking at those four
I am Leafs
four
Nation.
Games, we got 3 points.
No, that's the good news.
Four.
Wait. Yeah, we went 50.
Four points.
We got
4 points in
four games.
It's not good enough.
No. You know, it's 50%.
They're a game under 500.
Not good enough. 50% doesn't get you
technical.
In the playoffs.
Let's be technical.
Okay.
20 games.
Give me the stats.
7 wins. No, I'm going to be technical. And you know, I'm not going to say 7, 8, and 5.
Okay.
They're 7. And 13.
And, yeah.
That's terrible.
In 20 games?
Yeah.
In 20 games.
4-7-5 winning
sure,
percentage.
Sure, they're 5 overtime
they need
losses.
A 600 winning percentage.
You mentioned that in another
yeah, if they episode. Don't go, if they don't go on a nice 3-4 game winning streak, they got to do something before it's too late. Not that they're going
to
do anything.
There's a question I wanted to... your cat has nothing to do with the
I'm
question
to
about
cats.
To talk about. Where is this cat anyways? It was hidden.
But it's
killed.
All of a sudden bothering me.
The other thing I wanted to talk about is with our current percentage of wins and losses and points
yeah.
and so forth, is our goalie position still up for grabs? Or has it I know when we talked about it in the preview, it still, at the beginning, was a shared opportunity. What do you guys think now?
Wayne, I don't think so.
What do you think?
Goalie sharing.
Yeah. Toskala, Raycraft, do you think they still have an equal opportunity to win the position, or has it been taken?
No, I think Toskala will have it number one. Yeah, I think they should try to trade off Raycraft.
You think so?
Raycraft is Toskala is a little better than Raycraft. I've seen like I've seen a few games. He's played awesome.
So if we get rid of Raycroft, you'd be happy with Toskal as our winning starting goalie?
I would be very, very happy.
Wow, that's happy. Some great happy juice.
That is happy.
Dave, what do you think about this position?
Same thing. I think Toskal is number one goalie.
You think it's obvious?
Yeah, I think it's even obvious by the way they're playing him.
I know. I was really impressed with that Buffalo game. I'd like to see
Raycroft. Yeah, but it was same with last year. He'd have a good game every now and then he'd let in goals like he did in the Boston game and in the overtime winner in Montreal that are savable goals.
Yeah. You know what? I want to see it's not going to happen, but I want to see Raycroft moved. I want Clementson up because right now he's playing extremely well in the NHL. Not that that is going to mean obvious that he's going to be excellent in the NHL, but give him a couple of games as a backup in
yeah, that's the thing.
The
I don't
NHL.
Think...
And who knows what he can do. He was drafted alongside of Emery and Lundqvist. They all played around the same time, and they've all got their chances. He hasn't got his chance.
Yeah, and the difference between Clementson and Raycroft are pretty negligible. Like, I don't think that... No, I would be just as comfortable having Clementson as a backup.
Oh,
as
I would, might maybe more comfortable.
Maybe more, yeah.
I'd like to see.
Yeah, personally, I wonder if your decisions are persuaded by the amount of games played by Toskal versus the amount of games played by Raycroft. No, eh?
It's by watching Toskal.
Quality.
If you saw Raycroft play for 10 straight games.
I did last year. Many times.
72 games
yes,
or whatever.
Many times I saw him play 10 straight games last year. And there's no way that Maurice is going to play him 10 straight games now. There's no chance.
You think his opportunity is blown, eh?
For playing, the most you're going to see is two in a row, which we just saw. And he blew him.
Unless Toskal gets injured, that's the only chance.
Yeah.
That's
it.
He's now our backup. Eh?
It doesn't matter. He played one great game where he made some miraculous, if more so lucky, saves.
Phenomenal.
And then he lets in some crap-ass goal like Schaefer gets on him along the ice when it's a game that's in your reach. Mm-hmm. Same with Montreal.
Or
they go ahead. Yeah, well, you can give a little bit of slack because it was a breakaway. There's so many times the Leafs will get a one-goal lead, and immediately the other team goes back and scores.
Yeah, how many times has that happened this past week where we get a lead and then
the
next face-off?
Or just tie it.
Frick.
And then it's like, that's crunch time. That's when he's supposed to be making the big saves. And he doesn't.
Yeah,
not only does he not make the big saves.
So much more. They come off a goal and then a big save like that. Oh, man.
Not only does he not make a big save, he doesn't make a save at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He lets in a bad goal. That's even worse. It's just deflating.
You know, I
feel bad for the guy. I really do. Because he's a decent backup. But that's it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't
know. No.
You know what? I go back to the Bruins days. He won the Calder. And I know.
He had no competition.
And for whatever reason, around the lockout time, he didn't play. Don't know.
Because they were locked
no
out.
No one played during the
lockout
time.
No, I mean, like when he was able to play. I think the year after.
He got injured for a bit.
Yeah.
And then he sucked.
And then he sucked.
And then we got him.
And then we got him. I want to see this guy play at least another string of games. I'm still undecided. I'm still on his side. Even with the numbers, Toskal has bad numbers. Can you blame that on him?
No.
Okay.
No, you can't. You haven't seen as many of the games, I know.
No, I know.
But
I'm at disadvantage that way.
You are disadvantaged anyways.
Well, it's genetic.
Well, I'm just saying, how many games would you like Raycroft to play?
You know what? I want to see him play 10 straight games.
In his opinion.
In a season or at a time?
In a season.
In a season? And you know what? At the beginning of the season, I wanted to see these guys play 41 games apiece. And then...
You wanted them to split right down
the middle? I wanted to split right down the middle. I thought...
They should split minutes exactly, so if there's an overtime, take them out.
Switch.
You in, 2.5. You in for the best.
Raycroft, next game you get 34.25 minutes.
And then they rotate on the shootout.
Yep.
So you
per shot.
So you're saying you want them to split 41 apiece?
Yeah, 41. And now at the beginning of the season... that's what I wanted. Right now, I still think Raycroft can be our number one, but I want to see him play some 10 straight games, and that's what I want to see, and then my decision will be made.
Not going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
No, I know it's not going to happen. I think it's a disadvantage for Raycroft. That's all.
But like,
this is the problem with having two. This is the problem with having two top goalies. Okay, you guys laugh at me for that, but like I said in our
you think they're
preview,
comparable.
I think they're comparable. I think they're very similar. They're not. It's not so clean cut. Here's our starter. Here's our backup. And if if Raycroft ends up being our backup, he'll be a good starter for another team. Maybe, like we said, Tampa Bay. Let's just move on to our Ottawa game tonight. What do you guys think is going to happen? Oh, yeah, predictions?
Yeah. I would say we're
going to lose. Actually, you know what? Let's take a break for a little bit. And
commercial break?
Yeah, a commercial break. We'll be
quick,
right
get some
back.
Sponsors. Wait, hurry.
Yeah. And none of your loving sponsors.
Wayne's Astroglide.
So,
you make that stuff, Wayne?
It's got his picture on the bottle. It's actually a contraceptive. People are like, oh, God, I'm not having sex. Honey, get the Wayne's Astroglide.
Yeah, I'm going to bed.
Nothing but chaps and a cowboy hat.
Oh, mercy.
I hope they're not the type of chaps I'm thinking of.
Maybe
right
we should
now.
Maybe we should put Wayne's picture on the blog and
people can right laugh here. With us.
Right. Does anybody have a cell phone camera?
Hey, he's the Dr. Love. Give him some slack.
Yeah, right. Okay, so after these messages, we'll be right back.
Wayne's Astroglide.
Okay, John, it's time to get some revenge on that Ottawa team. Okay, break out the old Rolodex. Brian Murray. Okay, here we go. Alright. Hello? Hello, Brian. This is your good friend, John Ferguson Jr. calling to see how you're doing.
Oh, I'm alright, John. What do you want?
Well, I was considering proposing a trade. I just wanted to run that by you. It may or may not be something that you may be interested in, probably for your team.
All right, I'll, well, what do you got? Give it to me.
Well, okay, so I was thinking we would trade Matt Sundin, Matt Stajan, Alex Steen, and Andy Wisniewski for Daniel Alfredson, Jason Spezza, Mike Fisher, and Joshua Hennessy. What do you think about that?
Well, that doesn't sound like a very astute trade to make for the Ottawa Senators, but I don't think so, John.
Oh, okay. Well, it was maybe you ought to, you know, consider just say those trades aloud and kind of get a grip on you know, with if there's something you might want to consider. May or may not be something effective for your team.
Okay, well, let's see. You had Matt Sundin, Alex Steen, Matt Stajan, and Andy Wisniewski?
Yes.
For, who was it? Daniel Alfredson, Jason Spezza, Mike Fisher, and Joshua Hennessy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's about it. That's exactly what I was considering.
Well, I gotta say, that doesn't sound like anything we would want to consider for the Ottawa Senators. I'm sorry, John. You're just wasting my time.
Well, we're just spitballing here. Well, at least you are. You're spitballing a bit.
Hey, that's not funny, John. And you've been told in the press reports not to make fun of my speech impediment, so just knock it off, alright? And by the way, may I remind you that the Ottawa Senators keep kicking your ass thoroughly in hockey games ever since I was GM this year.
It's, okay, Okay, just edit that last part out and send it to 590. You're a genius, JFJ. A genius.
That's what she said.
Just for the sake of that.
Welcome back after our commercial break. And like I said before, we're going to talk about tonight's Ottawa game.
Were there any commercials, Drew?
We will hopefully have some. I know we got some Astroglide in there or something like that. But,
I thought we left that on the other side of the commercial break.
Maybe later we can get something a little bit more credible.
Drink some Coke, was good.
That's credible.
Yeah, Coke is credible. So let's take a look at tonight's Ottawa's game. First off,
by the time this is posted, it'll be, you guys will be thinking, you mean 2 days ago's Ottawa game?
maybe
our predictions will be right.
Yes.
Right off the bat, I'm going to predict a loss.
Why you come up with that?
For Toronto, they're going to lose.
What are you basing that on, James?
Just prediction and stats and
everything.
Why don't you tell me, Chris? I think you got the stats in front of you.
Fastest team to 30 points in NHL history.
You know what? Kudos to Ottawa. That's awesome.
No kudos.
Nope. Negative on kudos.
They are perfect on the road, 5-0. So is this game away or at home? Anybody know? Is this in Toronto or in Ottawa? That's what I was about to find out, and I forgot.
This could take place
where
no gravity happens, and Ottawa would still win.
So they're 15-2. They're clearly the best team in the NHL right now, followed by Detroit. Perfect on the road, so if they're in Toronto, that certainly doesn't bode well, especially since Toronto is not even close to perfect on the road. I mean, at home.
Mm-hmm.
And what can you say? I mean, the Leafs cannot beat Ottawa 9 times out of 10, I would say.
Toronto.
It is in Toronto, so that's not very good.
No, there's going to be a lot of Sens fans there. That's bad.
Although I am sick of people that were, for a while, saying how great the Leafs were on the road when they were like 2-0-1.
They won 2 games
Shut
on the road.
Up. And now they're 4-4-1 on the road. But at home, they're 3-4-4. So they're not even .500 at home.
Has Ottawa even been faced in a shootout this year?
Yes. Yeah, Boston.
Boston? They won it.
Mm-hmm. They haven't lost a shootout yet.
Kudos for Boston getting them that far.
Yeah, and it was one, it was like close game.
Of course.
Low scoring. Right. Yeah, well, that is Boston. There you go, of course. The other one to say, the things the Leafs can look forward to is the fact that Ottawa's power play is not that great. They were 17th, I believe, in the league. For such a high winning percentage team, that's a pretty average power play.
Yeah.
Their penalty killing, though, is fantastic. It's at fifth at 86.2%.
Definitely a key to their success.
And here's the thing. Scoring first, they're perfect. Leading after one, they're perfect. Leading after two, they're perfect. Being outshot, 75% win, so.
Yeah. Doesn't matter what you
need. When the Leafs outshoot, it's not the best anyways because their shots aren't that great. But it's certainly a dismal thing to be looking to if you're a Leaf fan.
Yeah. Can I get 2 pennies in?
Actually, I did want to ask you something, Wayne, but go ahead.
From your fortune from Astroglide? 2 pennies, that's it? Okay.
I bought it.
No. What I want to put my quote in is...
Quote?
Yeah.
Quote.
Unquote.
You can do one of these with your fingers.
Yeah. Okay, great, yeah.
If the Leafs want to win tonight, the only thing they got to stop is Alfredson, Healy, and Spezza. If they don't stop those three guys, there's no way they can win.
This sounds familiar.
Yeah, you know what, Wayne, that's you mentioned that before. What I want to ask you is, who would you put in a line to stop them? Who would you put?
I put
from the Leafs.
Leafs, Jason, yeah.
yeah,
to stop
Jason them. Blake.
You put Blake?
Sundin.
Of course, Sundin.
You mean Mr. Floats a lot? He's just going to float around and watch.
Wasn't he one responsible for the first goal? Okay, sorry. Let him
finish.
Jason Blake,
let
Sundin.
This is for Wayne.
Okay, Blake, Sundin.
Yeah.
And I go with...
I missed the third one.
Tucker.
What? Oh, Tucker. Okay.
To be head-to-head with that line.
Yeah.
Dave, if you had to put a line together to try to shut down that line, who would you put?
I don't know. Is Kilgar back in the lineup or what's it? Okay, I'd put Kilgar, Bell, and Devereaux.
Devereaux? What about you?
I don't know.
You haven't thought about it. It's not possible.
It's not possible. But you know what?
If you want to say, okay, listen, we got to shut that down. Who would you put up?
Antropov, Sundin, Ponikrovsky.
No.
Okay. Why Pony?
Because they're all big and they just try to do what they did last year and keep it in Ottawa's corner.
You wouldn't try to put, say, like, I don't know, not those lines, they got talent. What about some untalented lines? Yeah, I mean, for ourselves, you know, put, I'm stalling for time right now.
I see his idea is the best defense is a good offense. It's the other way around, doofus.
No. I'm not even thinking about offense. They're just...
The more time you
keep them in Ottawa zone, the better chance you have.
Oh, of course.
I wanted to say before is the Andy Wasniewski experiment. It's over.
It's over.
He's done. Stop playing. He should be. He sucks. He's terrible.
Okay.
I feel bad for the guy because he started off well.
He started off well. So promising.
Yeah. But you know, one of the Boston goals direct off of him trying to be too fancy. Like you can't, Andy Wasniewski, I know you're not listening, but you can't stick handle. You and Hal Gill can't stick handle. Stop trying to do it. Don't. Just chip it up on the boards.
Don't.
And did you see Hal Gill's little
legs.
Throw behind the back with the puck?
Yeah.
Hal Gill?
The delay game penalty?
That was
he practicing with Wellwood? What's going on?
No, it was
he picked it up and held it
and
went
threw it behind the back. But anyways, they can't stick handle, and all they should be doing is chipping up the boards.
Yeah.
Easy play. I don't know why Wasniewski thinks he can stick him. And Wasniewski and McCabe together? I mean, are you kidding me?
I'm telling you, that is goalie's...
That's your only chance right now.
That is a goalie's nightmare.
Sort of.
The one thing you want your defenseman to do as a goalie is chip it up the boards. Don't do any fancy things.
Yeah. No. Don't hold on to it too long until it gets stripped from you.
Yeah.
And they do that all the time.
And especially when you're the last man back, like they seem to like to try.
Yes.
Oh, there's no one behind me. I better try to stick handle around these people.
Yeah. And I'm a very gangly and very awkward.
I'm terrible. Still learning how to walk with my big limbs.
Although Cronwell was responsible for one of the goals in Boston, I still thought he showed a little bit of promise. He was making simple plays. Nothing crazy, just throwing it on the boards.
Yeah.
But there's no, you know, we've talked
about
how deep
when
they're not.
Yeah, and they're not.
They're
defense
there. They have a lot of
seven they don't have.
Middle grade. They have 7th, 4th, 5th, 6th defensemen, but they don't have enough 1, 2, 3. Yeah. You
know. And the only really 1 and 2 defensemen they have aren't playing like they're 1 and 2.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I predict a loss as well.
Okay. So so far we got 2 losses, Dave. What do you say?
Loss.
Was there any doubt?
If we get
him
with
Spezza
out and injured, then how
is Tosco playing? Does anybody know?
I heard he's supposed to be.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Rappaport again.
I'd like to see Rappaport
play.
10 more games.
10 in a row.
10 in a row.
We're at 2, 3 after this one, and 7 more.
It'll be a loss, but it'll be in a shootout.
A shootout loss.
Oh, hey, that's interesting. You guys don't predict the shootout.
No.
Why would I?
I was going to say possibly overtime.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I say we wrap this up.
Have a good day, everybody.
Thanks for listening, all.
Goodbye.
Listen all. Bye.